Scientists at the Broad Institute, known for its cutting-edge work on the human genome, have an ambitious new plan. They want to use artificial intelligence to tackle some of medicine's biggest challenges, like preventing the next pandemic or unraveling the mysteries of cancer. It's part of a $300 million initiative at Broad's Eric and Wendy Schmidt Center. Let's try to figure out what it means. One of the center's co-directors is here, Dr. Caroline Euler. Welcome.
Thank you very much for having me.
We're excited to have you. And help us out first, in lay terms, what do you mean when you talk about using machine learning to discover more about human biology?
Yeah, so machine learning, as we know it, has been super successful in very different tasks, like in computer vision or, you know, recommender systems like Netflix and Amazon, right, at recommending new products or movies to look at. And how it's doing it is by being able to sieve through huge amounts of data that one human could not do, and to find patterns in the underlying data sets. And so if we're thinking about what is the problem that we have in human biology and in medicine, is that, you know, one doctor will not be able to look at all these different people at the same time. And so here, machine learning could help to be able to integrate all of these different data sets that are actually available to find new patterns that could then help to develop new drugs that could target diseases and actually be able to move you back to the normal state.
What kind of data sets are you talking about?
Yeah, so the amazing thing in biology is what has happened over the last 20 years is, first of all, the human genome was sequenced. So now we know all of the parts. In addition, we don't just have sequencing data, we also have a lot of imaging data. So think of all of the medical imaging data, but also at the single cell level and super resolution imaging data.
So let's be clear. Let's say I go to the doctor and I get a scan, or my blood is drawn or something like that, and a biopsy is taken.
Yep.
Is that what you're talking about?
Exactly. Yeah. So these are data sets like I'm talking about. So in biopsies, there, for example, you would have imaging data, or on the blood, you could get expression data of all of the cells that are inside of the blood. And this could give you an indication of what the disease is that you actually have. So you would like to be able to integrate all of these different data sets, not just from this one patient, but actually from all of the patients that have ever been seen.
You know, I'm curious. You said that we do this for something like Netflix, you know, which an algorithm tells us, a machine tells us, you know, what we want to watch next. Why haven't we done this yet in medicine?
So there is certainly a lot of efforts for actually doing this in medicine as well. These problems are so much harder, like for Netflix or for personalized ads, like increasing the click rates. All you need to understand is this, you know, you have to be able to predict well whether a person will click or not. You don't need to understand the underlying mechanisms. And so in biology, say if you want to develop a drug, you actually need to understand what this drug will target inside a cell so that it can move it back to the normal state, what we call the programs of life. And so that also leads to very new machine learning questions. And these are exactly what we also think what the center will do, is actually change the kinds of questions that people will study in machine learning.
Okay, so you have huge piles of data, and a machine is starting to process it to try to figure out what clues it can find. Then what? I understand you're talking about looking for treatments for cancer, for heart disease, for genetic disorders, but also something like a pandemic.
So let's talk about, for example, in cancer. We can use data from pathologists where pathologists have already looked at it and said, this is the disease state and this is the normal state. However, we don't just need to do classification. We need to, for example, be able to do this earlier than any pathologist can do. So how can we figure out how this cancer cell had looked like earlier in the time point when a pathologist wasn't yet able to distinguish it from the healthy state? How do we start to build models that can do that? And you just asked me about the pandemic. You know, we're all learning from this situation, right? And so it will, for all of us, be easier to do it the next time around. You know, in the future, we will actually be able to have these teams already together to fight these kinds of situations much more quickly and effectively. Maybe more specifically for some problems that might actually be, you know, directly relevant in this setting, is to develop machine learning methods to better identify new drug targets by understanding what these cells do. We're also seeing like these long-term effects that we really don't understand yet of people who were already infected. So drug development will be really important for COVID-19 also going forward. And for now, there is really not a very good drug for treating, definitely not people with long-term effects, but even, you know, people are still getting the virus right now.
What's the dream? A couple years down the road, when you've had a chance to work on this for a while, What's the dream? What do you hope you can cure?
Yeah, so I think instead of going after one particular disease, I think the real dream for me is that we are able to build this community at this interface between biology and machine learning and data sciences more generally, so that we have tools to actually be able to attack many different diseases at the same time. So training is super important, building community is super important, building this common language among these people.
Dr. Caroline Euler, co-director of the Broad Institute's new $300 million initiative to use artificial intelligence to solve the mysteries of some of the biggest and most dangerous diseases out there. Dr. Euler, thank you so much.
Well, thank you very much for having me.